Bonjour, guten Tag, privet, hello, and welcome back to the Deux-Poix podcast. Here we are taking a deep dive into all things Eurovision. This week we're going to take a look at a couple more of the songs that have just dropped for Eurovision 2024. It seemed like we weren't going to get any ballads this year, but then, bam, we have just had two mega ballads drop. I say that, do we have any other ballads this year so far? Oh Lord, I can't think of any. Do we? Have we? Have we talked about? If we have, apparently they're not going to win because they're not standing out. No, I think this is it. I think these are the first ballads, she says, going up to a high octave, not convinced by her own words. I am currently not the only thing up here in Australia. So is the temperature. We're on some absolute scorches. It's not just the fact that it's absolute scorches. We've been 45 days without rain. City where I live, a couple of birds flew over. There were some drops. We got excited. Oh, no, it was just a false warning. Even overnight, it's only getting down to 30 degrees. Boo. I object when that's the middle of the day, hottest part of the day, let alone in the depths of the night. Boo. You can't be dark, sexy, and mysterious in 30 degree weather at night. Boo. Because we're currently in a cost of living crisis and I have to rent where I have to rent. I'm in a place and they have the worst, the cheapest, the oldest, and the smallest air conditioner that only cools one room of the house. I tried going to bed last night. I just couldn't do it. So I ended up dragging all the cushions from the couch and threw them on the floor. To hell with it. And I slept on the kitchen floor. Can I say my cats have never been more excited in their life? Because they too like to stretch out on the hemp rug and the kitchen floor. That's their happy place, especially Mr. Marshmallow. So when I showed up with all of my cushions and my summer sheet, which is just threw over the top. Oh, my Lord, you should have seen Mr. Marshmallow's little face. He was so excited. He was like, sleepover, which sounds really cute until you figure out that he is so excited. That means he wants to come and snuggle with you. Cold, it's cute. When it's hot, it's a fire hazard. Thankfully, the other cat just slept above my head on the pillow. Finally, I managed to convince Mr. Marshmallow that holding each other's paw was good enough. So I hope you're keeping it cool, calm, and collected, Europe. So who are these two bangers that have been dropped? The first one, we're going straight to Portugal with, and yes, I'm going to say it, we have yet another performer with just the one name, Iolanda. I called it the Cher year. It really is. Iolanda will be performing her ballad, Grito. Iolanda, age 29, is no mystery to music. She began at the age of 14, participating in television contest singing shows. Again, what's with all of the early achievers? She didn't make it to the final. She came back with another show, didn't make it through, came back to another show, kept going, plugging away. I love this. I think it's great. I've been somewhat afraid of the trend in music where it just seems people go for, oh, you know what? I'm going to go for this musical contest. I've been singing for like 6 months. I'm going to win a contest. Suddenly you're a singer. Oh. Now, it's great that people are getting these opportunities, but oh, we all know it's the art. There's something about having to pull yourself up from the bottom. There's something about playing to a room of six people. They're all drunk. No one's giving you any attention. There's putting in all the effort, getting zero reward, but still coming back. It gives a darkness. It gives a depth. It gives a soul. It also serves as a reminder to everyone out there, if your dream is to compete at the Eurovision Song Contest, don't let the hurdles get you down. And they will get you down. They're going to break your heart. They're going to break your spirit sometimes. But what's important is you get back up and you keep coming back. You keep improving. You get better. And remember, all of this rejection, all of these performing to six people at a bar. It all goes into shaping you into the perfect performer, so you know when you finally get that Eurovision shot, you get to bring everything. And that's what Iolanda is doing with this song, Gritto. Now, from the final performance, it starts off, look, it starts off, it's a little bit slow. When I first started hearing this song, I was like, this is going to be another forgettable ballad. This is not going to really go anywhere. But as it goes on, it really picks up with, I think, its integrity, its depth, its, it has a soul to it. It won top marks from the jury. Of course they did. I can see why they're absolutely going to eat this up. This is everything a jury loves. It also got 10 points from the public vote. A publication, the Rimas e Batidas, predicts that, quote, Iolanda will be one of the next great divas of music made in Portugal for the next decade. And this performance at Eurovision is certainly going to be the test of this. It'll be interesting to see if she's going to carry over the grand final national performance of this through to the Eurovision. It's the usual sort of ballady thing. We've got about five performers doing modern dancing in the background, all going cray-cray. But the thing is, they've all got the lacy bonnets all over their head. Sort of bonnet? What do you call it? Like a balaclava. That's the one I'm going for. All the backup dancers are wearing a lacy balaclava, like they're wearing in Croatia's dum tikka 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 dum tikka tikka. Who knew? Who knew 2024 was going to be the year of the lacy balaclava? Is this going to be a trend that catches on? I don't think so. I mean, A, it's not going to keep COVID out. B, they're still going to be able to pick you up in a lineup if you commit that armed robbery. But I guess if you want to keep your armed robbery stylish, take it up a next level maybe. Now, anyone who knows me who's been listening to the podcast for some time knows that the ballads are not my particular favourite. They're my least favourite kind of entry. So for me to go, oh, this is really good, I think it's really got to say something. I mean, I don't mind a ballad if it's got soul, if it's got passion, if it's Molotva. And of course, the number one thing that also seems to get performers on the night is how their vocal performance holds up. With this one, the vocal performance is going to be everything. Her national live vocal performance was amazing. Let's just hope she can pull that off on the night of the big contest. Now, the other huge ballad that has been dropped this week and the official video clip has been released. It is Eden. Sorry, it's not Eden. I always say it's Eden. It's Idan. Ah, it's with the A. I always get confused. Okay, Idan Golan with Hurricane from Israel. Now, of course, Israel originally wanted to compete with their song October Rain, but the EBU was like, no, we're going to have a look. We're not very happy with these lyrics. Originally, the Israeli public broadcaster came out and was like, nope, that's it. Either we're doing this song as is, or we're not going to compete. We're going to pack up our bags and go home. The Israeli president, Isaac Herzog, basically told the broadcaster to calm their farm. And the broadcaster relented and they agreed to a lyrical change. What we now have is the song Hurricane. Now, for this song and the lyrics to be changed around and turned around in such a quick time frame, I've actually got to give props to Idan. She's actually managed to take control of the lyrics and the vocal performance and really give an excellent performance for this song. Hurricane, how does this go as a ballad? It's actually a really strong ballad. Again, I don't know what's come over me. We know I don't normally like the ballads. This one, it's strong, it's powerful, it has some great key changes in there, and again, an excellent vocal performance from Idan. Now, on an ordinary year, I would say this one would be a really strong contender to be up towards the top of the board. The press statement says, Young Hurricane tells the story of, quote, a young woman emerging from a personal crisis. They've also released the official film clip, which you can find online. Actually, it reminds me somewhat of Gritto. It's very, you know, the usual. We're going to have like the contemporary, you know, dancers behind us. Everyone's in white again, just like Portugal. But I think what the two songs are going to have the advantage is that Portugal is actually going to be in semi-final one and Israel will be in semi-final two. So at this stage, it looks like the two big ballads basically have a very similar performance basis in white professional modern interpretive dancers, although some are wearing lacy balaclavas, some aren't. So I guess it's good that they're not going to be in direct competition with each other for that first semi-final. But then Israel runs the risk that because Portugal actually gets to perform first, Israel will really have to step it up, or otherwise, if the live performance is not original, gripping, then it's just going to feel like the poor man's knockoff of Portugal's Grito. Molotva for love, baby. Molotva for love. Speaking of love, can we talk about what I don't love this Eurovision 2024? Oh, I'm sorry to say it. I can't believe I'm about to say it, and I am going to get angry, angry mail. Sweden has announced its song and its performers for 2024, and it is Marcus and Martinus. They sound like ancient Roman brothers, raised in the woods by wolves. They're actually twins, and I am just going to say it now. The second that I saw them, you know who they remind me of? And this may be a reference that nobody else may get but me, unless you're a huge James Bond fan. Does anybody remember the Roger Moore James Bond film Octopussy? Does anyone remember the creepy circus twins? That's who these guys remind me of. I have to just say it. Am I the only one in the world who doesn't think twins dressing the same is cool? Unless they're Jedward. Jedward is the only exception to that rule. And let's be honest, there are a lot of rules that Jedward are the exception to. The first thing that we want to know about these two Swedish heartthrobs is they're from Norway. Apparently Norway has so much damn talent, they are now exporting it to Sweden. This duo swept the awards and the points from both the jury and the televote. Look, it's not that I hate this song. It's just, okay, so they got through with their song Unforgettable. The problem with this song is, of course, once you call your song Unforgettable, you're kind of creating work for your own back, because the problem is I just don't think Unforgettable is actually that unforgettable. I think it's a bit forgettable, I'm going to be honest. It actually, as soon as it started, and not just with the sound of it, but also with the vocal production, it really reminds me of Sweden 2018. Benjamin Ingrosso with the dance, dance, dance you all. That's the vibe that I get from it. So maybe that's why I'm not a huge fan of this one. I really feel like, I mean, I know we're talking about Sweden. Sweden has basically just cut and polished the same thing for the last 20 years. They invented a whole subgenre, Swedish pop. I don't know. This one is just not breaking any new ground for me. Now, we thought the last singer we talked about earlier, Yolanda, was an overachiever when she entered a singing contest when she was 14. The twins were out competing when they were 10. Give it a break. 10. When they were 10, they won the Norwegian show Melody Grand Prix Junior just 12 years ago. Since then, they've been touring Europe, even won a Norwegian Grammy. And in 2022, they won the Swedish version of The Masked Singer. Well, for a start, if there's two of them, come on, surely that had to narrow it down. Okay, I'm going to have to go and investigate that, because I want to know if it was the two of them in like matching costumes, because if so, I am going to tusk at you and say, how did you not pick it immediately, Sweden? The twins have released 3 albums so far, and every single one of them has gone to number one in Norway. And in 2017, they even announced the points for Norway at Eurovision in Kiev. Oh, see, this is one of those interesting things, and I have to ask people of Europe, if you have Norwegian performers, and then, yes, weirdly, sometimes you may be bigger in other countries than you are in your hometown. Oh, but is it a little bit dirty for the Norwegian twins to be performing for Sweden? How do you feel about that if they win? We actually almost got them last year instead of Lorraine. They actually finished second place behind her at the Melody Festivalen with their song Air. Boys certainly have a huge international pull. Their most streamed song on Spotify is Elektrisk, which has over 100 million plays, which, as we learned from the Where the Hell is Edgar song, is probably worth $13.80. But the simple fact is Sweden and Ireland are now tied for the most number of wins. They're both sitting at 7, and I am going to call it right now, neither Sweden or Ireland are going to make it a number 8 this year. Sorry, guys. Sorry, gals. And sorry, everyone who identifies as other. I'm not 100% convinced where the trophy is going to be going next year, but I'm just going to call it, fairly confident it's not going to Sweden or Ireland. But that being said, we still have so many more countries that are still to release their songs. Oh, it's getting exciting. Can you believe that we are already in March? You know what that means? Next thing you know, it's April. Then what comes after April? May! Or official Eurovision season begins in about 1.5 months. Oh, but to be honest, does it ever really leave us? As long as you've got love in your heart and sequins on your pants, Eurovision is with us always. My voice is about to disappear to Sweden as well, so I will sign off for now. Join us a little bit later in the week where we have some very exciting acts to talk about. In the meantime, be nice to each other, be kind, don't lick any lampposts, drink some water, and just be kind to each other.